Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you this morning? Happy Monday to all of you. It is that time of the year again. Yes, it is the conclusion of Season 7, American Ninja Warrior. This has got to be my favorite show running on television right now. I just love it so much. And even my mom, I've recruited her. She loves the show as well. And we are just delighted to once again be chatting with the host, premier host, we should say premier host, Matt Eisman, longtime host of so many really fun, great shows. And American Ninja Warrior is definitely at the top of my list for him as a host. He will be joining us shortly to talk about tonight's season finale episode of American Ninja Warrior. Who's going to do it? Is it going to be the weatherman? Is it going to be, God, there's so many, you know, the guy with the green hair. I can't think of his name, but, you know, he has all these little green hair wigs, and he has the whole family. He has the host. Is everybody wearing his little funny green hair? Or what about the guy from, I think he's from North Carolina, and he's the wild man. He and his girlfriend both have, I believe, competed on the show. So who's it going to be? Or will anyone finish this year? It's crazy. It's fun. This is stage 4. Everybody who's running tonight have somehow or another survived stages 1 and 2. And, well, you know, whoever wins will get a cash prize of $1 million. Plus the bragging rights of being the champion, American Ninja Warrior. And, of course, the guy who's going to be there to commandeer all of it, that Eisman with Akbar, let me try to tackle his name, and I've had him on the show, Akbar Gabayamila, I think that's close, Gabayamila, I'm close. And Christine, of course, the beautiful Christine Leahy, are Matt's esteemed co-host on American Ninja Warrior. But all three of them will be on hand tonight in Las Vegas, from Las Vegas, one of my favorite cities, to see who's going to tackle the Mount Midoriyama. Will the Mount win again, or will some of our one of our finalists win? Unfortunately, we don't have any ladies in the last stages of it. But that's okay, because the ladies really did represent quite well. They got down to, you know, some phases of the competition that I was very surprised that they managed to get through. These are some crazy obstacles, the roulette row, the psycho chain, and the salmon ladder. To me, salmon ladder is the craziest one. I mean, you talk about upper body strength. You've got to have your A game, your upper body strength to handle the salmon ladder. And then, you know, the one with the silk curtains, looking the red drapery looking things that they have to swing across. That thing is no joke either, because, you know, if you land, you know, because this, of course, it's the water, but when you swing through those draperies, those red curtain things, if you don't land right, you can just slide right into that water. But just by looking at it, oh, it's just some pretty red draperies, some curtains, I can swing that. No, it's really, really tricky. But, you know, we've got some people that have not landed quite well. But I'm telling you, I cheer for every single competitor to finish. I want all of them. I don't care who it is. Yes, I'm a loyal fan. I'm a fan to all of the competitors. The fact that they are just there, and some of them are so dedicated. I mean, they train all year. This is, you know, their third, fourth, fifth run on conquering this. This is, you know, you've got lawyers and doctors, including Matt Eisman. Matt Eisman is once upon a time was a doctor. And I'm going to ask, I got one particular question to ask him about that once upon a time being a doctor whole thing. One more question to ask him about that. But anyway, I mean, you've got people from all walks of life, stockbrokers, stay-at-home dads and moms and things, and they are there to see who's going to be the top person for American Ninja Warrior. And to further speak of the top guy, we have him, Matt Eisman, one of my many television boyfriends. Good morning, Matt.
Janice, you don't say "well, one of many" when you put us on. You say "the one," the most loved of your television boyfriends. You don't need to remind me of all the other suitors for your heart, your television heart.
Well, Matt, it's always, you know, now that you've officially made it, it's always good to hear from you. But, you know, Matt,
it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time as the finale is about to air.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what you said.
It's
amazing to look at all the different people and wonder if any of them has what it takes to become the first American Ninja Warrior.
Do you think this year is it going to be the year for the Americans, do you think?
Well, we don't want to give a spoiler away, but we do. We did say, we decided, we thought about it. We said history is made. And it's a great tease for what happens tonight. But I think anyone who tunes in will not be disappointed.
History is made. Oh, my goodness.
Well, what's been amazing, Janice, is watching how much better the athletes are getting. And just from the first season, you know, the warped wall, the 14-foot tall curved wall you have to run up. That used to be one of the more difficult obstacles, but because it's been in every season, people train on it. And this year, I think we only had 3 or 4 people go out on it all season long. So it just shows the caliber of the preparation of athletes that's coming out. I mean, last year we had 9,000 people apply. This year we've had 50,000. And already for the next season coming up, for next season, 100,000 people have already applied. And we're not even done with this current season. So, yeah, the popularity has been exploding.
So do you think you guys went from 9,000 hopeful to 50,000 in a season?
It's unbelievable. I think so many people want to test themselves and get on the course.
Oh, that's amazing. And it's truly all walks of life, from stay-at-home moms and dads to stockbrokers and doctors, the TV weatherman. I mean, it's just amazing. I just love it.
I think that's what a lot of people identify with it, Janice, because it really is ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And when you look at it, again, you watch the NFL and, you know, you see these people who are just freak athletes who've trained their whole lives. And that's not what this is. This is, like you said, these are people who had to quit their jobs to take care of their wives and get in shape. Or, you know, we have an autistic young man. We have the mom of a girl with cystic fibrosis. We just these unbelievable stories of people who have lives, who have families, who have jobs, and still find time to train. And when you see them have any success on the course, or even sometimes just show up, you realize how impressive their dedication is.
Now, you guys do such a great job, your producers, at providing us viewers with the backstories of some of the contestants. And all of it, you've been a host ever since it started. So for this season, what is maybe a story we didn't get to see, but for you personally, a really touching story or an exciting or funny story of a contestant?
Well, there was, I'd say, so, you know, what amazed me were the emotional stories we had. I mean, you know, Michael Stanger, whose wife had Ehlers-Danlos, and you know, who had to quit his job and work out just to be able to carry his wife upstairs and care for her. That was a great story. There was one that we didn't get to tell, which was actually a guy who was a military veteran who lost his leg in an IED incident. And above the knee, you know, when you think about having a leg prosthetic, we've actually had a couple guys compete when they lose it below the knee and you have that joint. And just mechanically speaking, in terms of physics, it makes such a big difference in what you're physically able to do if you have the knee or not. Well, we had a competitor who had lost his leg above the knee, and he just this unbelievable spirit. And he came to the starting line, and he took his prosthetic leg off, and we thought, oh, he's showing us his leg and that he's, you know, not ashamed to have this challenge in his leg. But then he tossed the leg aside, and he did the course on one leg. And it was just one of the most unbelievable moments watching this guy and seeing that the whole time he was on the course, he was laughing and smiling, and you just realize, you know, the courage of people. And it was, again, a reminder why on this show, sometimes you define success in different ways. It's not always about hitting the buzzer. Sometimes it's just about showing up, and that was one of those stories. Derek Wida was his name. Just unbelievable. But unfortunately, we have so many great stories that you can't tell everyone. And, you know, we always have people going, well, why didn't you show all of Paul Kazmir's run or James McGrath? And it's like, we would love to show every run of every competitor, but, you know, we only have so much time. So we just try to pick out some of the highlights and give you an idea of what's going on. But there's so much more going on every year.
Well, now tonight is 3 hours. Is that right?
This is it, the finale. Okay. 3 hours.
Oh, man, 3 hours. I'm telling you, man, I am such a fan of this show. I have now recruited my mom. She's a fan of the show.
Well, I think it's an easy show to watch because, you know, again, you see these people, they're family people, they're moms, they're fathers, they're brothers, and, you know, sisters, they're all out there. And, again, it's amazing to see what a regular person can do with unbelievable amounts of dedication.
Now, of course, I'm just guessing that both you and Akbar, or maybe you by yourself, went and demonstrated the course for the contestants. Is that what
happened?
Well,
so here's the thing. Usually, there's not a lot of footage of either of us on the obstacles. Part of it's my fault because I got us banned from the course. But just last Wednesday night, we had a sneak preview of the finale episode that we held in Griffith Park, and they set up a course there. And if you go on YouTube right now, on my YouTube channel at Matt Eisman Live, there is footage of me attempting the course. And I got to say, it's pretty breathtaking, okay? I think a lot of people are going to wonder why I'm not the first American Ninja Warrior. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe when I fail a little early, maybe they won't. But I was happy that it worked out. Like I said, we define success in different ways, Janice.
So, to me, the obstacles are just, I think you guys got some mad scientist somewhere in a secret cave creating these obstacles. But that salmon ladder, oh, my goodness. That's the most tough one for me to watch. But what
it's
about
amazing. It's amazing.
Tough?
Well, there are so many different ones. Tonight on stage two, we have an obstacle called Roulette Row, which is two massive cylinders that rotate in opposite directions and opposite angles. And you see these competitors, and what's amazing about this obstacle is it's really kinetic, it's dynamic. Their bodies are flinging all over, but there's a point when you transition from the first wheel to the second wheel where if you don't attempt it on the first try and you don't complete it, you just can't build up momentum. So it's one of those obstacles. It's an awesome obstacle, but there's really one do-or-die point where your entire season hinges on making this transition. And you'll see it. A lot of people's dreams get ended on it tonight. But it's just, me, it was one of those obstacles that's a very simple obstacle and yet so, so challenging. So I think it's going to be awesome.
Now, you mentioned earlier about people are already applying for next season. Are you guys still taking downloads and applications, or is it ended, or what?
Yeah, ANWcasting.com. That's for American Ninja Warrior. ANW, the letters, ANWcasting.com. Go there and start filling out the application. Our casting people are already starting to go through them. You know, if the jump, again, the popularity leap has been incredible. So if you want to get your shot, apply now.
Okay. I got 30 seconds. No, I got 60 seconds. This is my last question. Everybody knows that you were once upon a time a doctor. And somebody wants me to ask you, do you still keep your doctor's license current just in case this show business stuff doesn't work out?
Yes, I do. I am still Dr. Matt Eisman. My license is current. If anybody needs a doctor, I would recommend going elsewhere because I've been doing ninjas a lot, but I am legally a doctor still.
Wow. Wouldn't it be something if Dr. Matt and Dr. Ken Jeong put you two together for some medical
help? That's what I've been proposing, the two wacky doctors.
That would be so funny. The doctors of comedy. That's you guys. Well, anyway, Matt,
well,
we're going to be tuning in.
The guys that are disappointing their parents, that's what they could call us. But
no, I have a feeling that parents are extremely doubly proud because you guys have conquered this entertainment world. That's a far more difficult, I believe, than the medical profession, and you guys have conquered it, and you're the kings of comedy for sure. So this is so cool. But we're going to tune in tonight, of course. 3 hours. I get to see them 3 whole hours on American Ninja Warrior. And we're going to go to YouTube and see you in action, Matt. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Oh, crap. Matt Eisman, my official... How many TV boyfriends do I have now? About 12 or 13. I have so many of them. I think Matt is still my number one TV boyfriend. Hey, he's been my TV boyfriend for like 5 or 6 years or far longer. I don't know. It's longer than that. Ever since he was on Clean House, he was my TV boyfriend. So now it's official. He is that question has been answered. I should say it's official because somebody wanted me to ask him that. So, Mindy, your question was answered. Matt does keep his medical doctor's license current. Now, ever interview Ken Jeong, I got to ask him the same question. So these two guys, I'm just going to start calling them the doctors of comedy because they are official doctors, but they are also conquering the world of entertainment. So defer to speak of conquering. Tonight, American Ninja Warrior, it's going to be 3 full hours on NBC. Check the listings in your time zone area because you don't want me to start interpreting time zones. You know, I'm horrible at math. But anyway, I'm telling you, this is such my favorite show. And now Matt is telling us about this roulette row thing, obstacle. You know, that's going to be crazy. But he did give us a clue. He said, history will be made. Wonder what does that mean? Well, we'll have to tune in and see. You know I'll be tuning in. I'm actually going to break my healthy eating regime and get me a pizza and get ready to watch for tonight. So, anyway, American Ninja Warrior tonight, this is a finale for season 7. And if you are interested in trying out for next season, do as Matt said, ANWcasting.com. Go there, do what the website says as far as fill out the application, whatever else you need to do. They are taking applicants right now. Okay, that's it. That's going to do it for this morning mini edition segment of Film Festival Radio Show. As always, it's such a pleasure and so much fun talking to Matt Eisman. We have talked to him so many times in the past, so check our archives to some of the previous interviews we've done with him. And it's always a good laugh hanging out with Matt Eisman. So hope you have a great Monday, rest of the day, and we will see you guys in front of the television tonight on NBC for American Ninja Warrior. So we'll see you on the next show. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.